God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. If you live in America like I do, you probably live under the illusion of stability. And by that, I just mean you expect your electricity to work, you expect your institutions to work, you expect the Constitution to work every day. Now, I'm not going to give you a gloom and doom this morning, but that is an illusion because the fact of the matter is all it takes is the power to go out for 15 minutes and I keep flipping the light even though I know it's not going to work. I'm just so accustomed to that stability that when I flip the switch, the light comes on. But here we are in a pandemic and the power goes out a couple nights ago here in Tennessee, and I realized, man, how fragile so much of the things that we think are static and stable are. You know, if you go to Washington, D.C., you're struck by the permanence of everything, just the buildings and it, huge blocks of building, like a monolith, like one stone that's been chiseled out. Buildings that are made out of granite or some other stone, I suppose, marble from Colorado. And so you have this illusion of stability. The truth is, if you meet anyone from anywhere else and you say 275 years or whatever the country is, they'd say, ha, my grandpa lived in the same house for 275 years. Our country is 4,000 years old. And our former government is 50 years old. So all that to say that so much of what we take for granted as stability is not. That's where the disciples were in Mark chapter 13. Jesus had just come out of a temple, a magnificent temple, this one built by Herod. Large white pillars. I mean, it was there to stay. And in verse 1, as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. It's like going to Washington, D.C. This has always been here. It will always be here, or at least that's what we think. If we're limited to our own perspective and this body on this planet at our height, you know, our elevation. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. It's not permanent, Jesus says. You know, there's a difference between permanent and eternal. I have a marker in this desk that says permanent marker. Will it be around in another couple thousand years? There will be less of that marker than there is of this temple. No, it's not permanent. Or if it is permanent, it's not eternal. All that to say, so much that we think is eternal is not. Now, what's the upshot of that? Well, Jesus' disciples, the ones that were here, I think the four that were here, on the Mount of Olives overlooking the temple said, tell us what you mean. They want to know what and when. What are you talking about and when will this happen? What will the signs be and when will this happen? And what follows is a lot of teaching from Jesus. Some of which has already happened and it's now history, though it was all future for them, and some of which is future for us. Can I bring you down to, I think, one of the touchstones of the chapter? It's found in verse 31 where Jesus says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I think about the ranch on which I live. We've been here for almost 70 years. Before that, people owned a ranch called King Manny Ranch. They were here 100 years ago and before that. Before that, a family called the Haynes. They were buried here in the 1840s, I think it was. Before that, natives. And who knows how many centuries they lived here. We find their arrowheads and so on to this day. Before that, how many thousands of years of history happened? How many stories on this very ground that all we ever think about is, well, this has always been the Bill Rice Ranch? Well, it has not. It has not. So Jesus' disciples are asking Jesus, what about this? And Jesus says, even in heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Look. Nothing save the human soul on this planet right now is eternal, save the words of the Lord. If you're looking for stability that comes from that which is static, from that which never changes, you're not going to find it in any of the institutions, any of the buildings that you've known your entire life. I'm not saying that tomorrow Washington will be gone. It doesn't matter whether it is or whether it is not. In the grand scheme of things, your life is just a blip on the screen. And the only thing apart from the human soul on this planet that is always going to be here is the Lord's words. Now, what does that mean for you and me? Let me just give you a couple things we should remember. Since nothing's eternal save the words of the Lord. Number one, know them. Know what they are. In verse 5, Jesus says, take heed lest any man deceive you. The way to protect yourself from deception is to know the truth, and the way to know the truth is to know what Jesus has said. Secondly, trust them. Verse 7 says, be ye not troubled. So, don't be deceived, don't be troubled. Now, there's coming a time of great trouble, and Jesus talks about that. Some of it's already come. In the day that is now long gone. But the point is, trust those words. Trust them. Our feelings change all the time, but Jesus' words will not and do not. They cannot be destroyed. The buildings in D.C. upon which the words of the scripture are engraved may be blocked out at some point, but they live on. You can't destroy them with a penknife or with a bulldozer. They remain. Verse 23, Jesus says, "Take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." So I don't need to be worried and don't need to be taken by surprise. I need to rely on the everlasting words of the Lord. And then act on those words. Verse 33, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." Verse 35, "Watch ye therefore." Verse 37, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." So what's the upshot? The upshot is, I am very thankful as an American living in 2020 for the stability I know and enjoy right now. But regardless of where you live or what you've known or what your perspective is, which for all of us, it's a lot more narrow than we would suppose, the words of the Lord are the only thing on this planet that are eternal, and we can take those to the bank. We can know them, we can trust them, and we can act on them, and we should.